Chatting now with former Knoxville football player and current Wartburg Knight, Connor Bailey. After a what was really a thrilling game on Saturday at Central, didn't go your way, but from the sidelines, what was your perspective of just a wild game on Saturday?
We did not come out like Wartburg does. We didn't start the way we did. Didn't stay disciplined, but the thing that's been happening all season, we stick together as a team. And that came through in the second half, coming in down 28, and bringing it back, bringing it into overtime, take the lead into overtime, and then, lose on 2 points. It's bittersweet because, we've got a lot of fight in us, but, sucks to lose. But, we played a good game. It was a good game overall.
There is still a path to the conference championship for you if you go and win your last game of the regular season. But I know you prefer to have it all yourself. It looks like, if you win, at least co-champs and, maybe in another time in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Coach has been saying all season it's on us. That we've controlled our whole destiny this whole season. So we go into this last week. Mindset has not changed. We go in, control what we can control, play our best game, and come out co-conference champs at the least. So,
let's talk about your career. You're about to wrap things up at Wartburg. What's been some of the things you've really maybe some highlights from your perspective the 4 years here.
I think my sophomore year, I'd never really been a part of a championship, a winning team, I guess. My freshman year, we went 6-4, which in Knoxville would have been, a good season. And not taking anything away from that team, but going into 2017, going undefeated, going into the playoffs, that was something else. And that kind of really, changed my mindset. I wasn't 100% sure if I wanted to stick with it. I wasn't getting any playing time. I was still playing scout team, but, that season just made me feel a part of a team that is, we're doing something bigger than just playing football.
You bring up Knoxville, and the Panthers had a great season. Your younger brother was a big part of it. How closely did you keep up with the Panthers this year?
I listened to about every game on Friday nights. My roommates and I, we'd hook it up to our stereo and we'd play it over my phone, and So I try to keep up to date as much as I could, especially with it being Carter's senior year. And then I actually was able to make it to his last game where, he had the 320 yards and 4 touchdowns, which that was really awesome to see. I was really happy for him, and, it made me proud as an older brother.
And, he's always looked up to you. What have you told him, these past few years getting into high school and get a little more playing time at that level?
You just got to keep your nose to the grindstone. Control you can control, do your job. That's what we stress here at Wartburg. That's what Coach Keller stresses, do your job, and so I just told him he didn't get much playing time until his senior year, and just keep your nose to the grindstone, and I think it finally paid off for him.
What kind of things a kid in high school is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I want to maybe play college, maybe it's a D3 level, and it kind of your story, don't get a lot of playing time, but you stuck with it. What kind of advice would you give someone?
If you want to do it, if your heart's set on it, I would go out and do it. It might not be the most fun at all times, but you're going to be a part of something bigger. Your team is your family. It makes college 100 times easier. It's just something I can't really describe it. It's just something bigger. You feel like you're playing for somebody other than just yourself, and that's something that I will forever hold on and cherish from my experience here at Wartburg.
Connor, good to see you, and best of luck the rest of your season.
Thank you.
It's Connor Bailey, former Knoxville Panther. We'll be back for more on the Radio Sports page on KNIA KLS.